so much going on. John and Yvonne from Soundbite House, thanks a lot for your gracious donation, and I'll be giving you guys a call. Personal thanks for me probably tomorrow night. Tom from Mastic Beach, thanks for your pledge of support. Tom picked up the Dan EP and the Stray Dogs demo tape. Good premiums right there. Jonathan, who I met this afternoon from Holbrook. Unfortunately, I forgot the name of your band, and I can't make out the writing here at all on what our volunteers took down, and they can't even make out the name themselves. They were in such a rush with the phones all lighting up around here. So, John, my apologies for not getting the name of your band right, but there's going to be a new band out of Holbrook. John told me they're going to be recording a demo in the next 3 or 4 weeks or so. Once they've got that recorded, I'm sure you're going to hear it here on Turmoil. Thanks, John, for your pledge of support this evening. In the studios, we've got John from Framework Productions and Steve from Scapegrace, but they're too shy to talk. But I'd like to thank those guys for coming down and stopping by every once in a while and supporting the station. We've got some Scapegrace 45s we're going to be offering as premiums real soon, so you might want to stick around for that. But right now we've got from the Instigators. Oh, wait a minute. Wait. Before I get ahead of myself. All those records I played before, Short-Lived, Blitzkrieg, Murphy's Law, The Richies, they're all available for pledges of $10 of support. Pay special attention to the Blitzkrieg album. That's an import. Also, the Murphy's Law album. That's on clear vinyl. I don't know how many of those are still floating around out there, but that's definitely a collector's item for those into the collecting aspect of the punk scene. I think I've already given my views on that. But anyway, you can pick any of those up for a $10 pledge of support. Our number here, 516-632-6901, or you can call 1-800-394-WUSB. Moving on, we've got from the Instigators, thanks to those guys, Tez, everybody at the band, Andy, for their contribution of their CD, Recovery Sessions. I played them, I think, either last week or the week before. They've gotten back together again. They're touring Europe in April. Whether they come to the States or not, that's another story. I just know the last time they came to the States and I picked them up at the airport, they were looking for a really good time here, and the band broke up when they got to Seattle. So that tells you what happens when bands tour the States. But they're back together again from their CD, Recovery Sessions, available for a $15 pledge. This is Old Is Sad from the Instigators here on Turmoil. 90.1 FM Turmoil Music from the Instigators from the Recovery Sessions CD, available on Full Circle Records, run by Andy of the band. The Instigators giving us Old Is Said. That's one of our many premiums being offered this evening. That's available for a $15 pledge of support to WUSB. Thanks to Bill and Corm for his pledge of support. And with us on the phone, we've managed to get one of our interviews set up on the phone. We've got Mike from Conquer the World Records. How you doing this evening, Mike?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
Okay. And there's those clicks we were worried about.
Hold on. 40?
Okay. We won't let people know here what Mike has to pay for the...
You have.
...for this phone call. But Mike's calling from Redford, Michigan, and he runs Conquer the World Records. Are we back?
Okay, see how dedicated I am? I'm calling on a payphone.
Okay. And Mike, why don't you tell us what's happening with things out in Michigan?
Well, let's see, our local scene, we got a few local bands. Ricochet, you might have heard of them. I think you guys play them, it's really good. We got a band called Current, they're getting to be really big here, and they're getting ready to release an LP. The scene here is pretty cool. We put on our shows, like me and my friend Eric put on shows. Even this Saturday coming up, we got Super Touch playing here.
Oh, great.
Not too many kids, but it seems like there's like a lot of the sincere kids that are here.
Uh-huh.
For, you know, to be into it.
So you've got a pretty steady audience then to support everything that's happening out in Redford then.
Like a small audience, but it's like the same kids show up at every show.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, as long as we get some sincere kids, that's what really counts.
Right, right. Now, you run Conquer the World Records. How did that get into being?
Well, I just started, like, distributing records for a while, and I decided I wanted to start a label from that, and I received a demo tape, Oversight, from Syracuse. This kid Dave, who's a guitar player, sent it to me, and we became good friends and stuff, and I put that record out, and he also does a label, Upstate Records, and so that's how, like, I ended up, like, paying for, like, half the Framework record, so that's how that came out.
Okay. Now, so far you've released the Oversight, the Framework, and you said you also were, do, like, a distribution thing, or mail order?
Yeah, basically, I like trade a lot from my own releases to get other small like records, 7 inches and stuff. And I have a newsletter and stuff, and it lists like all the records I have for sale. I sell things at shows and stuff like that. So it's going pretty good. If you want to get a newsletter, just write me to the address that I'll give out pretty soon.
Okay. Now, we've got, like, Oversight queued up here. We're going to get Framework queued up.
Hooray.
What?
Hooray.
Now, like, who actually found these bands? Was it, like, Dave at Upstate Records or yourself who found them, or was it, like, just a...
Well, Dave played guitar in Oversight.
Okay.
And he had sent me their demo. So I, like, got into it then. I just decided I wanted to do a record, so I thought they'd be pretty good to do it.
Okay, so that's a little unusual then. So a guy in Michigan putting out a record from a band from New York.
Yeah, some people think it's pretty funny because like it's sort of a joke because like I put out Oversight and Framework and they're both from Syracuse.
Well, that's great though. That you're really keeping things going out there. It sounds like you got a really cool scene. One question I wanted to ask you is, you know, Why you're supportive of WUSB when you can't even pick us up in Michigan?
Well, I mean, I just figure you guys have been around for so long and everything, and you're playing, like, good music, and you're keeping, like, the underground alive and everything, so that's exactly what I want to support. It's, like, people that are really sincere and that want to keep the underground, like, hardcore community, like, alive and the movement strong.
All right, well, thanks a lot. If people want to write to you, where can they write to?
Please write to P.O. Box 40282, Redford, Michigan, and it's spelled R-E-D-F-O-R-D, Michigan, M-I, and the zip code is 48240. And just write to me, talk about whatever, like, you're seeing or whatever. I'm going to be doing a zine pretty soon, too, so send 7 inches or ads or whatever you want, and to get the newsletter, to get on the mailing list, find out about my new releases and stuff, just write to me there.
Okay, and I guess any bands from who are listening right now who are planning on touring this summer can also give you a call.
Yeah, that'd be great. Actually, Chokehold, I'm going to be doing their record really soon. They're going to be touring, so we'd like definitely like to hook up with some info for that, maybe.
Okay, why don't you hold on then, and, you know, we got some folks here who actually do shows here on the island. Maybe they can give you some numbers to get in touch with.
Okay, that's cool.
All right. Mike, thanks a lot for calling.
All right, thanks a lot.
And we're going to go right now to Oversight, a request by yourself with Picking Up the Pieces.
Hey.
Okay. All Oversight right. Here on Turmoil.
And then
90.1 FM. Turmoil Music from Framework. Justice Coming from their release on Conquer the World Records. I'd like to thank Mike for taking the time out to talk. One thing we didn't get to is what other releases are coming out real soon on Conquer the World Records. There's going to be a new 7-inch from the band Framework, who we just heard from. It'll be a split label deal, I guess, with Conquer the World Records and Reflection Records putting that out. A local band from Hamilton, Michigan, I guess, the band is called Chokehold, and he's really excited about that, and I've heard good things about that band, so keep your eyes out for that 12-inch. It's going to feature 10 songs. He's also putting out a 7-inch, I believe, from a band called Short Sight out of Belgium, and they're a straight-edge band which features a female singer, which is kind of unusual in itself. So you might want to write to Mike at Conquer the World Records, P.O. Box 40282, Redford, Michigan, 48240. Mike has donated some sets of the Framework and Oversight 45s. We've got a couple of those. And those are available for a $10 pledge of support for our Radiothon 93. And our number here, 516-632-6901, or you can call 1-800-394-WUSB. $10 gets you both 45s, the Framework 45 and the Oversight 45. We've also got a test pressing of the Oversight 7-inch, and there's only 25 of those available in the whole world. We have one of those right here. We're going to be matching that up with the next band we're going to play called Fallout. They're from Virginia, I believe, and they have a 45 called It's All Over Now. I think I played these guys last week, I'm not sure, but we're pairing up the Oversight test pressing with the Fallout 45. That's also available for a $10 pledge of support at 632-6901. If you want to listen to Fallout, here they are right now with Self-Destruction here on Turmoil.
Destruction! Got the money, spend it all. Sold everything and you're gonna fall. Getting weary, your nerves are thin. Now you've lost the battle again. Destruction! 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 Self-destruction! Destruction! All alone, got no friends. All your life is dead ends. Empty thoughts fill your head. Was it worth it? Then I'm dead. Self-destruction! Self-destruction! Destruction! Destruction! Destruction!
Intelligence? Seemingly little or no reasoning power. But basic skills remain are more remembered behaviors from normal life. There are reports of these creatures using tools. But even these actions are the most primitive. The use of external articles as bludgeons and so forth. I might point out to you that even animals will adopt the basic use of tools in this manner. These creatures are nothing but pure, motorized instinct. We must not be lulled by the concept that these are our family members or our friends. They are not. They will not respond to such emotions. They must be destroyed on sight.
90.1 FM Turmoil Music from Sound Bite House. That was Bastard Squad from their Split 45 with Youth Gone Mad. Starting off the set, Fallout gave us Self-Destruction, followed by Scapegrace. Thanks to Steve and John for stopping by, dropping those off. Scapegrace giving us Suck the Dead from their first 45. Hopefully there'll be plenty more. Sound Bite House ending it all up with Bastard Squad. Fallout, Scapegrace, Sound Bite House. And that runs down to one of our other premium packages that we're offering this evening. Your pledge of support to WUSB really means a lot to us here. We've struggled 13 years at this old site of ours here on top of Grad Chem, which is like the last place you want to go running up to in case there's an emergency, because you don't know what kind of chemicals are floating around in the air up there. So we've had the opportunity to move our antenna to a site on Bald Hill in Farmingville. That's one of the highest locations on Long Island. That'll allow us to pretty much double our coverage. So those of you who can just barely pick us up, or you're like sitting in your car right now because you can't pick it up on your home stereo, this will really improve us and our signal a heck of a lot. Try to keep the cuss words down to a minimum. So we're asking for your pledge of support. We've got many ranges of support from $10 right on up to the 90.1 Club, which, by the way, offers you a hat, mug, T-shirt, sweatshirt. We also put your name on a plaque here in the studios where anybody who walks in can read it, and you'll be one of those famous people acknowledged here at WUSB. We've got assorted records, tapes, and books to thank you for your pledge, because your pledge not only helps support the radio station, but we want to give you something in return too. I mean, some people, you know, I think personally the programming should be enough, but there's others out there that say you can't give away programming, so we're giving away a few nice premiums for you to pick up for yourself, such as the we have a set here featuring the Scapegrace 45, the Vicious Beatniks 45. They're a local band. And we're throwing in the Sound Bite House Youth Gone Mad 45. Usually we've had packages of two 45s being offered for a $10 pledge of support. We're throwing in the Sound Bite House Youth Gone Mad 45 free. So actually you're getting three 45s for the price of two. $10 pledge of support, you get the Scapegrace, Sound Bite House Youth Gone Mad Split, and the Vicious Beatniks 45. All you have to do, call us, 632-6901. We have a few folks standing by. Marianne Devine is still awake. She's had a long day, I'm sure, same as Jim Lehner, who's frantically typing away at the keyboards over there. So we've got like one last gasp to go here. We've got another 14 minutes before the program's over. Theo is coming in at midnight with another one of his specialty type of shows. I don't know what the theme is tonight, but you might want to stay tuned for Theo. Tom is around somewhere. He's on at 2 o'clock. Stay tuned for his show. And I just want to let you know, if you're looking for other special programming here during Radiothon, you might want to tune in Sunday afternoon between the hours of 3 p.m. and 6 p.m., where our very own Kevin Kavarik will host a three-hour in-depth look at the music of the one and only Frank Zappa. And I've seen some of the premiums he's got available for that show, too, and some of them are really, really good. If you want to get up Friday morning at 9 o'clock, if those of you who don't have to work, you might want to tune into Blues with a Feeling with Ed Davis. And he's going to feature Muddy Waters as a songwriter. And there'll be many cover versions of Muddy's songs. Ed did a show Monday, I think it was. He did Jagger and Richard covers tunes, which was really, really interesting. He dug up a lot of really rare and unusual stuff from them. So I'm sure he'll have a great show featuring Muddy Waters covers. And that's this Friday between 9 and 11 a.m. during Radiothon 93. Somebody called up asking about a couple of the books we're offering this evening. I'd like to mention them now. We have a softcover book called Like Punk Never Happened. And that's a study of the schlock pretty boy bands such as Spandau Ballet that emerged with such commercial success from the post-punk UK music scene in the early 80s. The book focuses on Boy George, who's making a comeback these days. Boy George's tour in Japan with Culture Club. And you can, from reading this book, you'll see the dramatic turnaround of a scene started by groups rebelling against the sort of pomp and pretense that many of these pretty boy bands took on. So it's kind of like punk rock never really happened. All it took was the pomp and grandiosity of the mid-70s bands. Punk came along to change all that, but then you had bands like Spandau Ballet, Culture Club, just like living it up and just ignoring everything that punk was going for at the time. We also have a black and white photo journal of the New York hardcore scene called Making a Scene. And it features text by a couple of the scenesters and musicians from bands such as Prong, Warfare, Damage, Agnostic Front, Nuclear Assault, many, many more. That book's available for a $15 pledge. We also have Glenn Matlock's book, I Was a Teenage Sex Pistol. And Glenn tells his version of the Sex Pistol story. And one of the interesting notes in there is that Glenn claimed he was kicked out of the band because he liked the Beatles. So you might want to check out that book out. I Was a Teenage Sex Pistol. That's available for a $15 pledge. So those are some of the books you can pick up. Our number, 632-6901. Our number, if you want to call toll-free, 1-800-394-WUSB. I'm going to go to a cassette now from a band, one of my favorite bands out of Indiana, and actually probably the only important band out of Indiana. Actually, one of the two important bands. There's also Zero Boys. But Toxic Reason's latest, Fashion for Fascism, is queued up. And I lost one of my pages here, so I don't know what that's available for. Here we go. That's available for a $10 pledge. The Toxic Reasons tape, Fashion for Fascism. Just want to thank a few folks. Craig from Mastic, or Greg from Mastic. A couple of unknowns from Miller Place in Holbrook. Thanks to Jonathan from Holbrook. And that's the thanks for right now. From Toxic Reasons, this is Committed. And remember, if you call us now, 632-6901, you can pick this up for a $10 pledge of support to WUSB.
got my
FM Turmoil from a band out of Canada called Bunch of, I can't say this, Marianne's in the other room, Bunch of Effin' Goofs with Later. That's from their CD, Carnival of Chaos and Carnage. Before that, Toxic Reasons gave us Committed from their CD, Fashion for Fascism cassette. It's only available on a cassette, not available on CD or record, so check it out. Toxic Reasons, one of the great bands from Indiana. Hopefully they'll get their act together and come around touring one more time. They've been around since 78 or 79 or so. So Toxic Reasons still putting out great music, giving us Committed. Toxic Reasons, Bunch of Effing Goofs here on WUSB Stony Brook Turmoil. We're going to pretty much wrap up tonight's edition of Radiothon 93. Just like to thank everybody who pledged this evening. Thanks to Marianne and Ted and Jim for hanging out the last 2 hours. Thanks to everybody who pledged their support. Thanks to the bands who donated Lots of great material. Dave from Fringe Product dropped off some stuff. He gave us the Toxic Reasons cassette. That's available for a $10 pledge. The Bunch of Effin' Goofs cassette, that's also available for a $10 pledge. And we're going to end up this evening's show with something from DRI. Dave gave us the Dealing With It cassette and also an autographed poster of the Definition album. And that's signed by all the members of DRI at the time. I'm sure they usually go through either bass player changes or drummer changes. So I have to take a look at that poster once again to see who's on that. So that's available for a $15 pledge, the Dealing With It cassette and the autographed poster from DRI. We're going to end up tonight with DRI from the Dealing With It album. I Don't Need Society is the name of the cut. Theo is up next. Have yourselves a safe and a good week. Remember, our number here is 632-6901. Give us a call, pledge your support. It's a vote of support of WUSB's continued service. Now going on, 16 years? Can somebody give me a nod of approval there? Is it 16 years? Okay. I think that, actually, it's been on longer than Tom's been alive, so we'll leave it at that. DRI, I Don't Need Society. Just one quick note. Riptide is on after Theo this evening, not Tom. Tom got me all confused by showing up when he's not supposed to be here. And when he is supposed to be here, he doesn't show up. So figure it out. Riptide with Kyle's on it, too. So stay tuned for that. Theo's up next. This is DRI. Have yourselves a safe and a good week.
Of the living poser. Poser.